This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The waters of the Pacific Ocean are unusually warm this summer. It's nice for swimmers. It's promising for those of us out here in California hoping for a big El Nino this year. Really not good for the fisheries industry on the West Coast, though, the Dungeness crab fishery in particular. It's worth close to $300 million a year. It is a delicacy worldwide. But crabs and other shellfish can pick up a nasty biotoxin from the algae that grows in that warm Pacific water. And when you've got crab that you can't eat, you got no need for crabbers to go to work. From KUOW, Ashley Ahern has our story.
Tom Peterson and his wife Gail are sitting in their kitchen on a Tuesday morning.
Honey, you want a cup of coffee?
Sure, I think my cup's right here on the porch.
Normally, Tom would be out on his crab boat bringing in thousands of dollars worth of Dungeness crab each day. But a few weeks ago, he got some bad news.
I felt like throwing up.
His usual crabbing area along the southern coast of Washington was closed.
Basically, it was I was sick to my stomach because I have a crew that fishes for me right now. They're out of work on unemployment. One of them's trying to make house payments. And the other one's got kids he's trying to raise, and they're just all standing on the sideline now.
We get in Peterson's F-350 and head down to the docks near his house. We're about 40 miles north of the mouth of the Columbia River on the Washington coast.
And these are all my traps here along this building. We got 500 of them sitting here.
Dungeness crab can sell for up to $10 a pound. That can mean more than 20 bucks a crab. And with 500 pots sitting high and dry, Tom Peterson is missing out on a lot of money right now. He's not the only one. The massive bloom of toxic algae in the Pacific has forced managers to close down crabbing in southern Washington and other shellfish harvest areas up and down the West Coast.
Washington scientists are conducting an emergency survey of an unprecedented toxic algae bloom in the Pacific. The bloom is so big, it extends from Southern California to Alaska.
There's a lot of money at stake. In Washington, the Dungeness crab fishery alone is worth more than $60 million a year. Oregon's is roughly the same size, and California's is even more valuable, at close to $200 million annually. So, who's the lucky guy who gets to tell crabbers like Tom Peterson to stop harvesting because toxin levels are high?
My name is Dan Ayers.
Ayers works for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, and this summer, he's been busy.
I don't like talking to angry people, but it's much easier to tell them that it's closed, but you're safe, than to explain to people why we didn't close when they'd lost their father or their son or their child because of the ingestion of some dangerous toxins.
Some recent tests showed toxin concentrations 10 times above the safety cutoff in some parts of the southern Washington coast. Ayers knew he had a problem on his hands when he spotted a sea lion having seizures. On the video he took, you can see the animal writhing in pain. Experts believe the sea lion had eaten fish with high levels of the toxic algae.
Well, it was arching its neck back as far back as it could go and going almost straight as a board, and then it curled back into a fetal position and quiver for a bit, and so that cycle just continued to repeat.
The sea lion had to be euthanized. So far, Ayers says there have been no human casualties here. In Washington, Tom Peterson looks out over the eerily quiet harbor near his house. He's been crabbing for 40 years here and says he'll manage to get through this closure. He's paid off his boat, and he saves money every chance he gets because of something a salty old crabber once told him.
You know, when I first started crabbing, I got on with this old sea dog, and he told me, he goes, Tom, he says, you gotta really pursue this, and you got to work hard. He goes, every day you miss is a day you're not going to make up.
State officials from California to Alaska will continue to collect water samples and test crab and shellfish for toxic algae. The blooms usually subside once the weather gets cooler. In Tokeland, Washington, I'm Ashley Ahern for Marketplace.
Ashley's story came to us from the public media collaborative EarthFix. It covers science and the environment.